Okay, so yesterday we started dealing with a subject called seeing Yisurim as a shlichus. In other words, you have a mission, you've been given a job to do by Hashem, He sent you on a shlichus. The loch is that the koyach of the mashalayach, the person sending you to do a shlichus, is the same koyach that the person being sent on the mission has, for that specific mission, obviously. So if a person has Yisurim, he has difficulty, he has challenges, he knows that that's coming from Hashem. That's a unique mission that he's been hand chosen to Makayim to fulfill that mission. Then he needs to know that the person who sent him on that mission has allocated to him the kalim, the tools that he needs to fulfill that mission. He has the same koyach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do that. That's fantastic koyachos. You have the koyach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to fulfill your nisyonot. So at the bottom of Reish Shammach Vav, he says like this, Koyach v'oitzme miyuchodim eilu. This untold power came to fruition, came to expression, b'shas kabbalas ha-teira. That happened, b'shas kabbalas ha-teira. Kashe'am Yisrael kulo imed mechris, Yisrael Yisrael all got up and shouted, proclaimed, kol ha-she dibeh Hashem na'ase v'nishma. Whatever Hashem says, we'll do the nishma. Na'ase v'nishma, whatever that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyl, mi gila roze labona. Hashem says, who taught this big secret? My children. Na'ase v'nishma, Hashem asked me to do something. I'll do it, and then I'll see what'll be. Maybe I'll understand it, I won't. The Hashem asked me to do something, so then I'll do it. Who was Magala this big secret to my children? That the ministry angels, they use this klal of Na'aseh v'nishma, that the secret of the angels have. The Folshim Evayrim is Mohut Haraz, Shemalocha Asharis Meshtam Shemboy. What is the secret that the Malachim use? Malach Ein Lo Baloma Elish Lichusa. Shalaman Hu Nivra. We know that a Malach, what's a Malach? A malach is something that's created to do this job. He was created only for this job. He has one job to do, and he's created specifically for that job. Zuhi metziusa. That's his essence. Malach kishmoy hu malach shliach. Malach is a shliach. He's an agent. He's a messenger. That's what a malach is. When you hello, shelo lasses a shtuchuse, the kol metziusa betila leman a shliach shoisa lov levatzer. He can't not do his mission. He doesn't get one of those things that say your mission should you choose to accept it. He has to do it. He doesn't get one of those manila envelopes, you know, with the tape recording. That's what he gets. He gets told, you were created for this. That's his essence. There's no difference between him and his job. He is his job. And his entire essence is nullified in order to fulfill his mission. There's no situation where he won't do his mission. That's what he was in the world for. He can't say, oh, one second, this is too difficult for me, or I don't have the necessary tools to fulfill this mission, or I'm a bit tired now, maybe tomorrow. No. His essence is to fulfill the mission. That's what he is. He's a fulfiller of mission. That's what his essence is. So that's the sort of what a malach is. When Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh v'nishma, first of all, it meant that we'll keep the Torah under all conditions. Was it a conditional acceptance? Yeah, for sure we'll keep the Torah, but you know, you have a whole list of conditions. You know, you have to do this, you know, only if it's like this, if the weather's nice, if it's hot, I have to stay inside. No, I have to keep the Torah, like a malach. And kiblu al atzmam le shlichim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol matzav b'kol tnai. We took upon ourselves to be the shliach, the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what. And mekablim al atzmam lemole kol tzivay sheyitzavay sam Hashem. Shreim hu yitzavay tamal kochel shem shlichim shel mokam. We accept upon ourselves to fulfill whatever Hashem commanded us to do, based on the understanding that if He commanded it, so then I'm a shliach of Hashem. If Hashem told me to do something, I'm a shliach. And if I'm a shliach, then I have His koyach to do it, because the koyach of the mashalach is b'shliach. Therefore, it makes no difference how big the mission is. It makes no difference how impossible the mission is. Because there's nothing impossible for Hashem. And if Hashem asks me to do it, then I have the koyach to do it. Yinosnu lehem koyches adirin lebitzu ashlichus. We were given untold koyach to fulfill our mission. Zuha raz shegilu klal Yisrael. That was a secret that Shechal Yisrael understood and was magala. In gilu ki hain gilu. Came shlukum shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olam hazeh v'raim v'chamalach v'sarish v'af l'malim. They understood in Nasi v'nishma is the expression of the understanding that I'm a shliach of Hashem. I'm like a malach, but I'm even higher than a malach. Because ultimately a malach doesn't have bechir, we still have bechir. We can choose not to fulfill the mission. And we have a yetzahara and we have struggles and difficulties, so we are for sure much higher than a malach in that aspect. But a person needs to know that if Hashem asks you to do something, you have all the koich in the world to do it. B'zois ani b'teach. Unfortunately, what b'zois? What's b'zois ani b'teach in the Tehillim, yeah? I'll borrow this quickly. I'm not using it. In the Ladovid, in the Ladovid, so, we'll have a look at it. It doesn't really make too much sense. Says like this: In Tachane Alayim Machane, Lo Yira Libi, In Talkum Alayim Milchama, B'Zois Ani Boteach. What's the Zois? What are you Boteach? Then say B'Hashem Ani Boteach. Ach, Hashem Dimes Hashem. What's the Zois Ani Boteach? If there comes upon you an encampment and they bring upon you a war, B'Zois Ani Boteach. What's the Zois? Huh? B'Zois say the Mefoshim is B'Zois is I know. That Hashem doesn't give me challenges I can't handle. I trust the fact that if Hashem asked me to do this, I can do it. Otherwise, He wouldn't have asked me to do it. Has to be that way, no? Did you ever ask a 3-day-old baby to walk? Why not? Because the baby doesn't have the koyach to walk, so you don't ask the baby to do something you know that he can't do. When he gets a little bit older, he gets your ear, whatever, you stand him up, he doesn't know he can walk. But you know that he has the koach to walk now, so you'll start squeezing him to walk. He'll fall, he gets up, he falls down, he eventually starts walking. But you don't ask somebody who doesn't know how to walk, who can't walk, doesn't have the koach to walk. If Hashem asks you to do something, He knows that you have the koach to do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't want to do it. Have you ever seen a person's nerves breaking down? No one's nervous breakdown is first of all. Person has bechira. What about the Holocaust? Then you potter. Anashach on a potter. Of course. Anashach on a potter is a klali the Torah. What you honest, you honest. But that I'm saying, Hashem wouldn't come to you and say, Avram, please do this and this and this. And then you turn around and go, well, but I'm honest. He never asked you to do this. That's what honest means. Honest means this is not your job. Why are you trying to do this? I mean, you're busy doing this. I'm not asking you to do that. But it says in the Torah, I have to do this and this. Yeah, but it says in the Torah, Isaac for mitzvah, pot for mitzvah. It means if you're Isaac for this mitzvah, then that's not your mitzvah. If Hashem asks you to do something, you have the koach to do it. You could have a nervous breakdown where there is because you don't believe you have the koach to do it. You overwhelm yourself. You could have had a nervous breakdown because you took on something that wasn't your mission. You got somebody else's manila envelope, or you went and stole something. You're doing something that's not yours. I'm not saying we don't have difficult nishayna. Terrible nishayna. About if Hashem asked you to do this, you first have to see that Hashem asked you to do this. A lot of things we do in the day that Hashem never asked us to do or take care of or worry about. People, I guess, have nervous breakdowns because they think they're responsible for the outcome of the job that they were given. You believe that you're responsible for making money. You could have a nervous breakdown, I understand if you think like that. That I can, yeah. But who asked you to make money? I asked you to make your shtadlus, Hashem says, I'll take care of the money. You understand? Yeah, you have to be able to distinguish bidyuk what is my job that I was asked by Hashem to do now, and what I'm taking on has got nothing to do with me.
You just before that there's this gentleman that you know that uses part of his psychology work. That seems to relate to this situation, that if we have the right understanding that Hashem's in charge of those issues, and our job is to have these done.
You have a problem for sure, Hashem's job. Do and totally disregarding what's not my job. This is recording. Oh, okay, fine. So we're back online. So that's the point. That's what Betochen is. Betochen is I have Yeshua Das Meruch and I'm tranquil and I'm calm. What he's taking care of. But the Chavis of the Soysa says it's awesome to have Betochen in the things that you're responsible for. You're lying in bed and it's time to get up and say Shema. I have a token, I'm fine. I have a token that the mitzvah will get done.
Yeah.
No, so that the Chavis of Vavas says you're an idiot. He uses that lotion, I think. You're a kippesh, I think. Shaita. I mean, the talking there. No, that you have to do. But Asher is on the fucking topic there. You need to be nervous. You have to be worried that you're going to do it wrong. The person understands it if a ship asked you to do this. There's a couple of criteria here. First, you have to know that Hashem asked you to do this. Are you doing this because you chose to do this? You're doing this because Hashem asked you to do this. That's number one. Hashem never asked you to do it. It doesn't come with a guarantee you'll be able to do it. Number one. Number two is now that Hashem's asked you to do it, then you can be completely with you. But you'll be much slack in this mission and nothing to do with you. That's number one. And number two is you have the koyach of Hashem to do this mission. That means if Hashem wants to do this mission, what you need to do in this mission, whatever your job in this mission is, you have all the training, all the tools you need to do this mission. You're not lacking anything. From Manash, then who told him to move to Netanya? So that's a problem.
Is the Rav just recorded audio here?
Huh?
Is the Rav just record on audio?
I'm just doing audio now, yeah.
I mean, without online, just to some audio that on your phone.
No, that's been done. Anything that's fine. No, I wanted it on Zoom. It just works better anyway. No, but I'm not so much for the recording. Sorry, Menashe, we keep losing Klitaya. There's a tie issue. I apologize. So that's the vote. That's the vote. That's not such thing as a breakdown or burnout. It's just bad management. If you manage your life properly, you should never burn out or have a nervous breakdown. Or you manage your life properly. Sometimes you need to go on holiday. Sometimes you need to go for a walk on the beach. Sometimes you need to sleep. Sometimes you have to eat properly. Manage your life properly. That's all. That you can also do if you have the tochen. If you don't have the tochen, you're gonna have a hard time managing your life properly. Because you're going to be running around like a machine. I think you have to take care of everything. So you won't eat properly, you won't sleep properly, you won't function properly. It's all up to me. I've got to work very hard. No. If you know that Hashem runs the world and Hashem gave you a job to do, you'll do your job and you'll be calm and you'll do what you need to do and you need to do it. When you need to sleep, you'll sleep. And that's the mission. That's the mission. That's the avodas Hashem. When you need to work, that's the avodas Hashem. When you need to learn, that's the avodas Hashem. So you shouldn't have any. I think I just said that. No,
it's like the recording. Rav Wasserman, is that what you said?
No, Rav Wasserman said no such thing as burnout. It's called bad management. That's what he said. And then I'm just saying what I'm saying now, based on what he said. So So that's the vote. Now you have to be normal. I think the overriding message in all of this is you have to be normal. You have to know who you are, you have to know what you're capable of and what's appropriate for you. Of course. The person goes to sleep with the right attitude, so then the hours that he's sleeping, he's Isaac Baboy is a share. The Kula Mitzvah. Kula Mitzvah. I'm not saying that that's put down in many places. The Kula Mitzvah. Your mama, every second you sleep, it's like you're making a mitzvah. If you've got to sleep with the wrong attitude, every minute you sleep, it is an avoda. Yeah?
But why?
I don't go to sleep. Right, you've got to sleep with the wrong attitude. You've got to sleep because I'm tired. I'm going to sleep because I need energy tomorrow because I want to go do X, Y, Z, which I don't feel the way to say shit. Or if you don't say Kriya Shema Lamita before you go to bed, you don't say Kriya Shema before you go to bed. So that's that whole sleeping in bed is not such a problem. Right? It's going to be. Right problems come to a person because of not saying Kriya Shema Lamita.
Really?
That's what I heard from Pinkel Zatzel saying. He used to speak about Kriya Shema Lamita a lot.
Oh.
He had rise from the Gemaras. He had all the sorrows that comes to a person is just Kriya Shema Lamita. Now you'll come back to me tomorrow and say, I said Kriya Shema Lamita, and then the problems haven't gone away. I don't give guarantees. Okay. You want to talk about Shema, but you need it all. You need it all. How long does it take? 3 minutes. I'll tell you where the problem is. Not here because everybody asks it. So why do I have such a big problem with it? Well, it shows you how important it is. How do you know if something's important or not? I'll show you. It's a horror. Ask your Yetzirah, how important is this? If he's prepared to invest to get you not to do something, then it's very important. And the Yetzirah is very invested in not saying Kriya Shema Lamita. You know what the Frum Yetzirah there looks like? Look at what it's 11 o'clock. I should get to sleep on time. Then he said Kriya Shema Lamita. If I'm going to sleep now, it's early. I'll learn a little bit more. Yeah? And what happens? You wake up 4 hours later, you know, on the couch for the Gemara for the block. Yeah, that's happened to people. You don't know what I'm talking about. And then it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you get up and you fall into bed and you go to sleep. Never say Kriya Shema Lamita. It's not usually like, okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Kriya Shema Lamita. No, I'm not saying Kriya Shema Lamita, and I go to bed. That's not usually what happens. Usually what happens is it's too early to get to sleep. Now learn a little bit more. Say Kriya Shema Lamita, okay. After what? No, you go to sleep straight away. Some people say today to say a muppet is a bit dangerous because you say a muppet and you have to go to sleep or it's a block or a collar and then you have to sleep. What people say is you say everything and then say a muppet right at the end. Don't come up right at the beginning. If you get distracted, you'll end up thinking, once you set them up and you can't speak, you can't speak right away. Yeah, or the phone rings. Or, yeah. So leave them up, we'll fill up the last minute. Okay. Fine, so that was Ma'amad Asina. That was the sword that they were Megalel from the Malachi. Klal Yisrael looks like that. Klal Yisrael is able to perform things that looks like it's impossible to do. Hashem Baruch Hu has asked Klal Yisrael for many, many years in different situations to give up their lives as Kiddush Hashem. And we've done that. The Yosemika. More than this, the extra college book from a Tzavatan and the Kfutz the Goy of Binyan, Ben Meir Kamot. Have no whole assault of? Hashem will come to you and say, please jump over the Empire State Building. Or the Twin Towers, which is not the hot. They easy to jump over the Twin Towers. But let's say, Cam, do you ask you to jump over the Empire State Building? You can do that? I mean, the Kabbal can fly, you'll get wings. What's the answer? If Hashem comes in and says, please jump over the Empire State Building, you can do it?
Yeah.
How do you know? Because you asked me to do it. He asked me to do it. If you asked me to do it, so then for sure I can do it. If Hashem asked me to do something, I'm a Mashiach. But who call Yechel? Why didn't move Baal Ba'amom? But the Shluch is Gam Otano and then he moved Baal Ba'amom. If you've makabel this mission as a shlichus, Hashem told you to do it, then you're a shlich and you have all his koyach. Can he jump over the Empire State Building? No problems. And so can I. But if he didn't ask you to jump over the Empire State Building, why are you doing it? Obviously. Ramna, you are a teacher of also shall color ben yufuna al tainus ha maraglim. With the whole meister there with the maraglim, first, you have to just make a hagdomi and say, you didn't understand the chet of the maragim. We're talking about great, great people who seem to have made a very, very crude error. But that's not what's going on there. We don't understand what happened there. We don't understand what happened by the chet of Egel. We don't understand what happened with the chet of Adam. We should normally be in clue. Call me Shaima Dovah the Melech Chayta Enu Lepol. We haven't seen Dovah the Melech made a sin, making a mistake. We don't understand what the error was. And it's very hard to translate it into our language because it comes out very cool. Their error wasn't the way we would translate. They don't understand. Learn the language. Anyway, but Chazal, Malamdim Otami Lekach Nipashazu, Vaimunem Benakudazu, Nibbama Etzlayim. But Chazal tell us that what happened to the Meraglim was this imuna that we're talking about got damaged by them. Ha'imuna ki Am Yisrael hem shlichus shel Hashem bo'el, abo mekoch mashalchim ha'em bo'im. They forgot that they're shlichim of Hashem, and that we come with the power of that one who sent us. Ketoitzom itozu ha'im tainu lo nuchol alo yisrael ha'am, ki chozaku mimenu. They made it critical, and they said, no, we can't overcome this nation because they're much stronger than us. They're too strong for us. The Kalev Heshid Lomaisam Olan Aleph. Kalev said to them, no, we'll surely go up. A few of the Shemaim, Boime. Also, Sulam is Valen the Shah. If Hashem says, go to the Shemaim, we'll build ladies and we'll go to the Shemaim. Let's sleep for cold Voro. And Yase Mashi Beyodi, Vashim Yatsleek is my Esa Shah. I'll do what I'm able to do, and Hashem will do the rest. That is the whole nature of a Nisayon. Can't do a half an hour shiur in 4 minutes. What is a nisayon? No. Good. Huh? That's isurim. No, what's a nisayon? When the word says that they give you a nisayon, I give you a test. Correct? Have you understand the concept of Nisayon? If you've heard the share before, yeah, you've got it. Okay, we studied it, but now's the time to do it again. This is where I said it last time. Tumtu, I said it last time, huh? That's yet to be Shemaya. I don't remember where I said this last time.
Why is it something?
Oh, good.
Okay,
very good. Excellent. No, that's the Siyat Ishmael. Why do I remember that? This is where I said it 3 years ago. It was okay. This is where it's appropriate, and Hashem makes it appropriate. And his Sayon is not a test. I mean, it is a test, but it's not a test. What's a test? Why do you give someone a test? Because you want to see where they're holding. You want to see what they're capable of. Hashem doesn't know what I'm capable of. When Hashem tested Avraham Avinu, he told him, please respect your son. Hashem didn't know what the outcome was going to be. What did he test him? So the classic answer to this problem, which is partially correct, Hashem's not testing you to see for himself how you're going to do. Hashem's testing you so that you can see what you're capable of. You don't realize what you're capable of. So Hashem gives you a test, and now you discover that you're capable of something you didn't realize you were capable of before. That's partially correct. For example, you think you can jump 3 meters. Hashem says, please jump 5. Wow. I don't know if I can jump 5, but Hashem asked me to start jump, and then you jump and you see, wow, you jump 5. That's the Baltica thing. You should do that to people that you love. Give them difficult challenges to overcome. That's how you become great. That's where they get the enjoyment to laugh from. Correct?
Very good.
Okay. There's one problem with that chat, and that is the word Nisayon doesn't mean that. The word Nisayon means Nes. It's a banner. It's a flag, a proclamation. What does doing what you're capable of doing have to do with a miracle? Could you jump 5? Yeah, you just didn't know. So now you jump 5. What's the miracle? Where's the miracle in there? You just did what you're capable of doing. Nisayon is in effect, because Hashem comes to you and says, jump 8. You think you can jump 3. Right? You have the capability to jump 5, and if Hashem asks you to jump 5, you jump 5, you see you have the capability. But Hashem asks you to jump 8, and from 5 to 8, you can't do. Which is a very disturbing thought. Because we just said Hashem doesn't give you a nisoyin that you can't handle. And I've just defined a nisoyin for you, the nisoyin. The definition of nisoyin is where you can't do it. That's a bit of a problem. We just said that Hashem asks you to do something for sure you can do it. And I just told you that the definition of a nisoyin is, can't do it. You get that? Shem says, jump 8. I think I can jump 3, that I know. I'll jump. Where will I get to? 5, because that's all I can do. So what's going to be from 5 to 3? Why do you ask me to do that? I can't do that. Good, but where's the nest? I was capable of jumping 5. He asked me to jump 8.
I didn't know.
So, but son, now you do know. That's not a miracle. Yes, that's what happens. Or not. Hashem asks you to jump 5. Jump 8. You do the best you can. When you get to 5, there's one or two things that will happen. Either you'll land on your face, boom, and that's fine. You pass the test because you did everything you could do. Or Hashem will drag you to 8. When Hashem drags you to 8, what is happening at that moment? First of all, it's a miracle. You just did something you couldn't do. And second of all, there's a proclamation that Hashem was here. You become bound to Hashem in that moment. That's why we say, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei David. What does Hashem say to him? Why don't we say, Elokei David? Hashem says, because I never tested you. My Kesha. You want your name attached to my name? I have to test you. How does that work? Because when I test you, you do the impossible. How did you do the impossible? Because you and me did something together. So when Hashem asks you to do something, it may be that it's impossible for you to do that. You do whatever you're capable of doing, and whatever happens to you, that's Hashem. And you need to be able to determine where the miracle and where is you. Correct. But you do it. You step up to the plate and you do it knowing that Hashem will drag you across
And if he didn't drag you across, you did everything you could do and you passed. In fact, you did everything Hashem asked you to do. Hashem asked you to jump 8. You did everything you could, which is get to 5. If you dump at 5, that's fine. You won the test. Yeah, but I didn't get to 8. That was impossible. You couldn't get to 8. So why do you ask me to jump to 8? That's Hashem's disappointment. You passed the test. So there's no such thing as getting a test you can't handle. Even when you get a test that you can't handle. Because it's Hashem that's gonna make the test not see or not, not you. Because now you and Hashem are functioning together. And David says, I will pursue my enemies, overtake them, and kill them. Hashem says, Vani oisekei. Hashem says, I'll take care of it. No one asked you to take care of anything. What do you mind getting into? David said, I'll take care of it. No, when David says, I'll take care of it, he says, I'll do all these struggles I'm supposed to do, but then I know it's nothing to do with me, it's all you, Hashem. That's insane. I'll do whatever I'm supposed to do. Jump to 8. You said, Gamor, I'm jumping. Where will I hit the ground? At what point across the Grand Canyon will gravity take over? That's got nothing to do with me. That's up to you, Hashem. You want me to go all the way across? There was a famous Meister brother. If you've got to go, you've got to go. I'm not around my elbow. By the Blue River Rebbe, when he was in the camps. So they took them all out the one day and they made them dig a big ditch. Yeah? And they lined the hidden up there and they said, jump over the ditch. Whoever doesn't get across, you're going to the pit will shoot you. The games that Nazim Achshma used to do. He was a young boy. It wasn't Frum, but the Rebbe had Makarav him and he was helping him. He was alone, an orphan on his own there, and he was helping him a lot. So he said to the Rebbe, what are we going to play games for? Let's just walk into the pit. We're not going to play the games and give him the satisfaction. So the Rebbe said, no, so Shem also jump, and we'll see what happens. So he held his hand and he said, Shema Yisrael, and they jump, closed the eyes and they jumped, and they left it up on the other side of the river. It was impossible. So the kid said to the Blue River, how did we get here? He said, I was holding on to the coattails of my ancestors. And then he turned to him and said, how did you get here? He said, I was holding on to your coattail. Shem wants you to do something, you do it. What will be in the end? I don't know, but do it.